target 1 trillion economy. In my last meeting with Uttar Pradesh, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, I asked him what will be his main focus in his second term. His reply sums up today's aspirational Uttar Pradesh. He said in his first term, his government performed better than previous three chief ministers on law and order, infrastructure, service delivery and in growing UP's economy. In his second term, he will work better than his own previous term. And his actions are testimony to his statement in the first 6 months of his second term. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath spoke about 1 trillion economy for UP during the 2022 elections. Just after BJP's massive victory in 2022, even before taking oath of office, his government floated the request for proposal, RFP, for engaging a leading consulting organization for helping the state of UP to achieve their target of 1 trillion economy. And within 3 months the contract was awarded to one of the top four global consulting companies. UP has waited enough to realize its true potential and under Yogi, UP seems to be living its aspirations. In my conversations with him, I noticed him frequently using terms like dashboard, data, benchmark, geotagging, comparison, deadline, monitoring and his energy is no less than a startup CEO. Whether it was providing employment to the youth in the state, making the state's infrastructure investment worthy, or working towards the goal of achieving $1 trillion economy and cracking down on the mafia and criminals, the Yogi government's performance has been impressive on all counts during the last 6 months. Blueprint ready to attract investment. More than 24 policies are being upgraded ahead of the Global Investor Summit 23, GIS, to be held in January, whereas the new industrial policy, warehousing and logistics policy and electronic vehicle policy are on the anvil. Road shows for GIS 23 will also be held in 7 major cities of the country, including 17 countries. In the last 6 months, 55 companies have received investment proposals worth 45,000 crore rupees. In the last 5 years, maximum investment of 94,632 crore rupees has been made in the IT and electronics sector. In the last 5.5 years, the Yogi government has signed MoUs worth 4.68 lakh rupees crore, of which projects worth 3.82 lakh rupees crore have been completed. Under the ease of doing business, 205 reforms have been implemented till August 21 this year and another 142 reforms will be implemented by October 31. Infrastructure development gains momentum. The network of expressways spread over 1,225 kilometers in UP has not only made travel easier and faster, but is also leading to development of industrial hubs on both sides of the expressways, giving impetus to the development of the state. The government is also working on having 6 new expressways in future. The Yogi government has also fast-tracked its efforts to enhance air connectivity with 5 international airports and connecting all divisions of the state by air. In terms of health infrastructure, health ATMs are being installed in all 4,600 primary health centers of the state. Medical colleges are operational in 65 districts, while AIIMS is running in Gorakhpur and Ray Bareilly. A total of 6.51 crore people of the state have been covered under health insurance of up to 5 lakh rupees through Ayushman card. Youth and development. In the second term of the Yogi government, more than 93,000 youths have got jobs through employment fairs, while more than 1.42 lakh have got guidance under career counseling. The government also decided to make sportspersons, who have won medals in international competitions, gazetted officers, and has identified 24 posts in various departments. Khelo India centers are being set up in each district under the One District One Sports scheme and each center is being provided 7 lakh rupees to promote sports. 15 projects of Khelo India have already been completed in the state. In the second term of the Yogi government, more than 93,000 youths have got employment through employment fairs, while more than 1.42 lakh have got guidance under career counseling. The government also decided to make sportspersons, who have won medals in international competitions, gazetted officers, and has identified 24 posts in various departments. In higher education, e-learning courses have been developed in 119 government colleges, with the help of which youth are learning new things. Smart classes have been arranged in 87 government colleges and while 111 contracts have been signed by 27 universities of the state with national-level institutions. Besides, 26 new government polytechnics have been approved and 24 are under construction. Mafias afraid of bulldozers. As many 36 mafia dons and their goons, including Mukhtar Ansari, have been sentenced to life imprisonment and 2 to death. Along with this, in the last 6 months, illegally earned properties worth more than 2,200 crore rupees of 62 mafias have been confiscated and demolished. Uttar Pradesh also ranks first in the country in awarding punishment in the shortest time. UP police have registered 396 cases against 860 associates of mafia gangs and arrested more than 400. Action has been taken against 174 under Gunda Act, 355 under Gangster Act, 13 under NSA and have also cancelled 310 arms licenses. In the campaign against the drug mafia from August 24 to September 8, the police identified 2,833 suspected accused and took action against 2,479 while registering 2,277 cases. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.